This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you can dial toll free to join us on the radio, and you can bring up absolutely anything that you want here with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian. I'm sorry, Chris. Try that again.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up what you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. We're going to go to your phone calls and your thoughts about anything that you want. And in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about the minimum wage, a very emotional issue, something that gets people riled up because they feel like folks who aren't making a lot of money, they should make more. I mean, who doesn't think that people need to be able to make enough money to sustain themselves? I mean, that makes sense. I can understand the emotions behind this, the way people feel on this issue. Unfortunately,
well, and there's a difference between believing that, yes, people should be able to live off of the amount of money that they make, and believing some government entity should force employers to pay their employees a designated amount of money.
Indeed. And that's ultimately what the minimum wage does, is it forces people who, you know, otherwise may not be able to afford to do these things to pay more than they otherwise might be able to. And that could possibly make it so the business has to raise prices or fire people or lower their product quality.
And, you know, there's something that, and we talked about this last night and I think two nights ago as well, that statistics can wind up being screwed with to basically prove anything that somebody wants to prove. And whenever there's the debate about increasing minimum wage, there's one side that will throw out this number of somewhere around 50% of workers will benefit from an increase in the minimum wage, which leads people to think half of the workforce is making minimum wage. No, 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 not at all. That 50% of people that will benefit from an increase includes all of the government employees that are union members whose salaries are tied to minimum wage. So when you wind up increasing minimum wage, you increase the salary of everybody that works for a union.
It's nice for those people.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually have some statistics here, too, on for my own business on what it...
Which is thinkpenguin.com.
Yeah. Yeah, so we sell computers and electronics and accessories and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
Do your two employees have a union?
No.
Are they fighting for 15?
We have a bunch of people, but no. So, basically, it's not so much about the employees, but what happens when you implement more socialism. Our cost to ship an order in the United States is 1/16 the cost, depending on the item, set of items, but it's as much as once. Actually, it's even more than that, technically speaking. On some items. Well, actually, some items we simply don't ship out of our UK warehouse because it does not work financially.
Because of the VAT tax?
Not just because of the VAT tax, but because of the cost to ship something out of the UK is so extraordinarily expensive.
Okay.
16 times more expensive to ship something from our UK warehouse than our US warehouse.
My God.
Yes. There's certain things that we do not ship. Like, for example, if you order stickers from us, we won't ship from the UK warehouse because it costs so insanely much. And the people, the employees, I can assure you, do not own property in the UK that we're, you know, paying. In the United States, they do own property. They can afford to own property. They can afford to have all these, you know, they have health insurance. They have, and, you know, they have health insurance in the UK too, but there's a huge difference between the two in terms of disparity just because of how much farther your money goes in New Hampshire, which is significantly less taxes and costs of living than compared to the UK.
So, I mean, you use the term socialism sort of, I think, interchangeably with government, it seems like, because you could also have fascism, right? And fascism would also be problematic, would also increase costs, and would also, you know, force businesses and people to do things against their wills. I think it's important to point out that it's the government it's the government mandates, whether they be socialist or fascist flavored or whatever their flavor happens to be of the politicians who are instituting them. That's where these problems come from. Whenever the government gets in the way of business, there are unintended consequences every single time. Let's go to Dave. He's in Virginia, and then we'll share a piece from a small business owner, a pretty short one, from DailySignal.com on what's going to happen if the minimum wage gets raised. But Dave, you're in Virginia watching on our YouTube channel at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I want to weigh in a little bit on, from a business owner perspective also.
Sure.
But before I do that, I wanted to give you an update. I talked to you guys about 2 months ago on an asset forfeiture bill that was in the General Assembly in Virginia.
Okay.
That we got put in, and it ended up getting killed in the Senate yesterday. So we figured that would happen, but we tried anyway. But anyway, from a business owner's perspective, I have an air duct cleaning business, and we're one of the few that's hospital certified. So our guys are really highly trained, and we start our guys at $12 an hour, and we move them up pretty rapidly because we don't want the turnover. It costs us thousands of dollars a year for training and
just to train somebody. Yeah. You want to pay your employees well so they don't leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Right. Right. A lot of business owners complain about the taxes, but that's really not in our field because of the nature of the business. Our workman comp is ridiculous. In this year, at the end of 2017, because we spent more time training, we gave our guys bigger increases, we trained them in safety, we were rewarded by our workman comp insurance by getting a bill for $8,000 more than last year because our guys make more money. And workman comp goes by your payroll.
What's your business?
It's an air duct cleaning business. It's called Ducts, D-U-C-T-Z.
Interesting.
So basically we get a bill at the end of the year for $8,000 for more workman comp because we gave our guys raises and we trained them better and they're safer. So workman comp penalizes you for making your guys safer. And then last year in the General Assembly, our government had the wisdom of creating cyber security classes for college. And how they fund them is they tack a $2,500 charge on your workman comp. So now we pay $10,500 more than last year for our workman comp.
Jeez.
Where is this?
This is
Virginia. He said Virginia.
Virginia, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, you know, the thing is, in our business, the taxes is bad enough. But when you add that kind of money onto, we were already paying $14,000 a year for workman comp. So,
is that an employee?
That's for all of our employees together.
Okay, and how many employees do you have?
We have 5 techs.
Okay.
We have 5 techs and 2 office personnel. And that is really what's killing business in America, especially service business, where you have.
And you know, I think that's something what you're pointing out here is something that a lot of people don't realize winds up, you know, also going into when you increase an employee's wage, there are all these other expenses that wind up going up. The amount of Social Security deductions, because the employer pays part, the employee pays part. You then have workman's comp. You've got all of these other things. The unemployment, you've got, other kinds of things that wind up
insurance
having to be done. And a lot of those are based on the wages.
Dave, was there more you wanted to share?
No, that was pretty much it. But you know, it's just another perspective that people yep. don't understand why. You know, when
people don't know what it's like to run a business, they have no idea. And Dave, thank you for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll hear from another business owner here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Free Talk Live.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got our Discord on-air call-in line, which you can jump in there over at discord.lrn.fm, and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We didn't intend to talk about the minimum wage tonight, but somebody called in about it, and it's an important issue that a lot of people really don't understand. The emotion wins the day on this particular issue. It's easy to be distracted from the economic realities of the minimum wage and the damage that it does. In fact, I've got another story here. We haven't even gotten to the piece from the small business owner, but there have been no end to the amount of studies that have been done on the minimum wage, and there's another one that has looked at higher minimum wage hurts teen employment and adult paychecks. We can tell you more about that coming up here in a little bit. With you tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, which is the place to go if you are new to the world of cryptocurrency. You've heard about Bitcoin. You've heard that it's been crazy prices. Prices as high as $19,000 and so per Bitcoin, down to as low as $5,000 within just the last couple of months' time. It's now right at about $10,000 per Bitcoin. So it's back up. It's doing pretty good, I think. And there's a bright future for Bitcoin. It's very exciting. Bitcoin fees are even down these days as well. How long that'll remain the case remains to be seen. But if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to get started on your world of cryptocurrency, which is a vast, expansive, deep world that you can dig as deep into as you want to. But start at the top, start at the surface level, get the basics over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, then head over to news.bitcoin.com, and you'll find those there. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. All right, so we've been talking about the minimum wage and the damage that raising the minimum wage can do. In fact, the best thing to do would be to abolish it entirely. Now, if you hear me say that and you think that I am some sort of harsh person who wants to starve people and see people get hurt, you're wrong. That's not the case at all. But what I understand is that the minimum wage does prevent certain people from getting jobs. It prevents individuals from being able to negotiate a lower wage for whatever reason. You know, maybe the business owner just can't afford to hire another person on at $7.50 an hour, but they want you to be able to, they want to have some kid who's, you know, under the working age or whatever, he's 13, can't legally get a job, you're willing to have him sweep the parking lot for $5 an hour or something like that. You can't do that. You cannot legally hire that person who could otherwise earn valuable work experience of showing up on time and smiling at the customers and learning the basics. But no, you can't do that. It's prevented. That person's job could exist, but because of minimum wage and because of minimum working ages, does not. I'm sorry, Daryl, go ahead. Right.
And I was going to mention, you know, maybe the only skills that the person has is they can sweep the parking lot and pick up the trays off of the tables at McDonald's,
yep,
where people haven't taken their trash up themselves. But no, you have to take, you know, Timmy off of the fryer or somebody off of the front line, no longer taking orders, go do this other thing that needs to be done when you could just hire somebody for $4 an hour.
Which is one of the things that happens when you raise the minimum wage, because then if the business owner says, well, I have a small business, I had 4 employees, but now that they're doubling the minimum wage, I'm going to have to fire one or two of my employees, and then
right,
I'm going to have to make my other employees do twice the amount of work, you know, because I just can't afford to do this.
I've got some statistics here about who actually makes minimum wage.
Very few people. It's very few of the breadwinners in, like, the main house. If you look at a household and the people that are working within that household, like the head of the household very rarely makes minimum wage. Almost always they're making more than the minimum wage. But what did you find?
From the Bureau of Labor Statistics, so federal government numbers,
yep,
from 2016, which is the most recent that they have, they show that 2.7% of people that are paid hourly are paid the minimum wage.
That's, like, pretty insignificant.
Yes, it is.
Less than 3%.
Yes, and it's actually down from 3.3% the year before, which was down from close to 4% the year before that, down from the all-time high of 13.4% in 1979 when data was first collected.
Huh.
And now they break it down even further. Although workers under the age of 25 represent only about one-fifth of all hourly paid workers, they make up about half of those paid the federal minimum wage.
Because they're new, because they're young, because they don't have skills, they don't have the basics. You know, this is where you learn those things. Is
among
a very cheap rate.
Among employed teenagers, those 16 through 19, paid by the hour, about 10% earned the minimum wage, compared with about 2% of workers age 25 and older. Also tends to be more females than men.
Huh.
And again, because not the primary breadwinner.
Mm.
They do actually further down here, about 6% of part-time workers, those working less than 35 hours per week, are paid the minimum wage compared with 2% of full-time workers. So what you have here is students working part-time or someone working part-time to get a second income for a household.
DailySignal.com has a piece from a business owner, small business owner, headline, "I'm a small business owner. Raising the minimum wage would hurt my employees." He writes, and this is for, again, DailySignal.com, just published today. "A liberal group in my home state of Virginia recently called on the Virginia General Assembly to increase the minimum wage to $15 per hour. This call is not unique to Virginia. The Fight for 15 campaign is spreading throughout the country at a rapid rate and needs to be stopped. The misguided campaign says that it wants to, quote, boost the wage floor for hardworking men and women, unquote. But if it succeeds, it will only push the job creators who employ those people out of business. As a small business owner with years of experience managing my business in Virginia, I know firsthand that when lawmakers create legislation that forces employers to increase employees' hourly pay via mandate, it ultimately leads to reduced hours, business closures, and job losses. Advocating for increasing the minimum wage claim a boost, excuse me, advocates for increasing the minimum wage claim a boost in pay for the lowest paid workers will enable them to have a living wage. Their slogans may sound promising, but their proposed solution is counterproductive. Many economists have studied state and local minimum wage increases throughout the country, concluding that minimum wage hikes actually lead to job losses and reduction of hours, especially in industries with the lowest paid employees. And that's because of what we were talking about before. There's only so much that you have that you can spend as a business owner as far as your overhead is concerned. And if your overhead, which, by the way, the people you pay is usually the largest chunk of your overhead.
Oh, yeah.
If that amount goes up significantly, as the proposals are with $15 minimum wages, there's only a few different ways you can deal with that.
Yep.
Because this isn't magic.
I can tell you what I do. I'd automate it.
Meaning you'd fire people.
Yep.
The toll-free number here is
855-450-FREE,
855-450-3733. A little more from this business owner coming up. Your thoughts welcome. Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free to join us here. If you want, you can bring up anything. And still to come, we have to get to, we got other stuff that we actually brought in to talk about here tonight, but we had a caller call in about maximum and minimum wages, and we're diving deep into this one here because it is an issue that is very big these days in the United States with the so-called Fight for 15 thing that's going on out there. And it's something that plays on people's emotions, not logic. And, of course, it's hard to, you know, explain things logically to somebody who's emotionally involved in something.
I don't know about logically. I think it's easier to explain it logically. It's harder to explain it in a way that somebody would understand who's
That's
not,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, a business owner.
It's hard it's just hard to explain something to somebody who feels like, you hate employees, you hate people, you want them to make no money.
To rephrase what Ian is saying, it's difficult to have a logical discussion with someone who is relying on not logic.
Yes, most people are emotional. They have like a logic. They're not logical, they're emotional.
Right, and it's hard to really put this in a way that could appeal to emotion, right? Because you can appeal to the business owner. They understand. They don't need to be, you know, taught anything here. But to the person who wants to just have people taken care of, who wants people to make enough money to be comfortable, This seems like if you're against the minimum wage, you look like some sort of horrible monster to that person. And it's hard to position yourself in another way.
Why do you want struggling college students that are working part-time at Ruby Tuesdays to not make $15 an hour, Ian? Why do you hate struggling teenagers?
I don't hate anybody, really.
Right, but again, most of the people that are having these conversations, they're not looking to see that on average, the people making minimum wage are students or someone making a second income for a household.
And they're not looking at any statistics.
They're not even capable of capable of performing work that would, you know, warrant a higher wage to begin with. That's the other thing.
Which is why they're getting paid.
Right.
I think that there are some people that are making minimum wage that are capable of doing things, but because they're students or they're, you know, getting that second income for the household, they might not have the time have a job putting their skills to
use. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. I mean, they don't warrant it because, like, I'll give you an example. I can't hire employees that are in college, not because they're not capable of the work, but because I can't afford to have somebody come in the evening
and then leave,
and then only stick around for
2 years.
Yeah, for a very short amount of time. I need somebody who's more, you know, who can show up to work every day from 9 to 5, do their job, put in 40 hours, you know.
That's why you see college students working at a cashier or working as a waitress or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Those jobs you can change out pretty interchangeably.
Right.
But there's a piece here from a business owner, and I want to continue, that he is in Virginia, and he says the fight for 15 thing has come to his state.
What industry is this guy in again?
He doesn't make it clear, at least at this point. He is a small business owner.
And the only reason I ask is I'm still looking at the statistics here from BLS, and they mention that the industry with the highest percentage of workers earning hourly wages at or below federal minimum was leisure and hospitality, about 13%, and 3/5 of all of the workers paid at or below federal minimum wage were employed in this industry, almost entirely in restaurants and other food services.
He says many economists have studied the local and state minimum wage increases throughout the country, concluding that minimum wage hikes actually lead to job losses and reduction of hours, which is, of course, the opposite of what the people who want to see the minimum wage increased want. They don't want to see people get fired.
Which means it actually hurts the lowest and paid workers the most.
Exactly. Which is why, you know, I don't know if that is going to appeal to emotion or not, but if you can stop for a moment and stop, you know, and actually listen to the studies that have been done, this isn't the only time these things have been done. This has been done over decades. Every time the minimum wage goes up, somebody does a study on what are the effects of this. Oh, look, people just lost their jobs. Who lost their jobs? The people on the lowest end of the totem pole.
University of Washington research paper shows that in Seattle, low-wage workers on average now clock 9% fewer hours and earn $125 less per month than before Seattle wound up increasing the minimum wage.
The Fight for 15 campaign successfully lobbied California into increasing its minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2022. But researchers from the Employment Policies Institute found that by 2022, when the increase is fully phased in, an estimated 400,000 jobs will be lost. Seattle's minimum wage experiment has been similarly destructive, leaving slashed hours and lower take-home pay in its wake, as Daryl just pointed out. One thing is clear, when the government forces employers to give their employees a raise, deserved or not, they're left with fewer resources and forced to make difficult decisions. I love my business, and I love my employees even more. And when business is doing well and employees are succeeding at their jobs, I give them a well-deserved raise. I choose to do this when my business has the funds to do so. But if the government forces me to increase employee pay when times aren't so good, it puts me in a tough position. I could even have to let some employees go, not because they're bad employees, but because I can no longer afford them. Look, this is not a magic thing. You cannot just wave a magic wand and all of a sudden increase wealth. It is just, it's a finite thing right now. Wealth increases over time. That's true. As more products and services are created, you know, more efficiency is introduced into the marketplace, wealth does increase. We have more wealth today than we did 100 years ago. Drastic amounts of wealth.
Yep.
But in the moment, one moment to the next, you don't just wave a magic wand and then all of a sudden new wealth appears. You've got to deal with the costs, and those costs are very, very finite. And if the government mandates increased costs, then that's got to come out of something. He goes on to say, job creators know better than legislators what's best for business. And speaking as one, the best way to incentivize business owners to invest in their employees is by lowering their tax burden, which is exactly what he claims Republican tax cuts accomplish. Now, I don't know if that's true, because usually the Republicans don't actually cut spending. So if they cut the taxes, they don't actually cut the spending, and they just put the government in further debt, so it makes it look like they've done you a favor.
Yeah. And that's what happened with this latest tax cut thing, and it wasn't even necessarily a tax cut for everybody, where certain people might wind up having taxes increase under certain really extreme rare situations.
It lowers taxes temporarily, and then it ultimately, at the end of the day, it increases taxes for everybody at the lower end, and it lowers it for the people at the higher end. That's kind of the way the Republican tax cuts work, I think.
Yeah, they're scammers, too, just like the Democrats. Anyway, he says, it's economics 101. More money in the hands of small business owners means more money in the hands of their employees, their families, and the local economy. Over 300 businesses throughout the country have used their tax savings to reinvest in their business by voluntarily giving their employees raises and bonuses. According to Americans for Tax Reform, more than 3.5 million individuals have already benefited from tax cuts, which remain a more powerful economic tool than any government mandate. Now, I have to agree that if they actually did cut taxes and cut the government spending at the same time, and if indeed business owners do have more money that they can do things with, that means that not only can they invest in their employees, but they can also invest in their capital in their business as well. So maybe they could buy a piece of equipment that makes their business more efficient.
Right.
That means that they can then lower their prices, making their business more competitive in the marketplace, meaning more customers might come to them, meaning their business may stay in business rather than going out of business, and their employees stay employed.
You know, I on the other side of this, I kind of have to wonder if it might be an incentive for business owners to make things even more efficient, because if they don't, they're going to go out of business.
Are you saying increasing the minimum wage?
No, I'm saying I'm saying increasing the minimum wage will result in U.S. businesses is becoming more efficient because the business owners are going to end up investing in automation.
Yeah.
So it'll make it more efficient.
Or they might just go out of business because they don't have the capital sitting around.
It depends on the business, of course. Some businesses will go under and some businesses will automate.
Right. What do you want to do? Do you want to take out a big loan and a risk, possibly automating your whole thing, or just go out of business because your lease is up?
You can't afford it if you're a small business.
Screw it. That's what I'm saying. Most people aren't going to be able to afford these increases. All right. There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts on the minimum wage or anything on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Do want to let you know, we are on Twitch. I know that there were several days last week when we weren't, because we were down in Mexico, which would have been impossible to be on Twitch, number one, because we were recording the show. And number two, because even if we weren't, even if we were alive, the bandwidth was not particularly good there at the hotel. So I don't think we would have even been able to get a video stream out of there in any kind of reliable manner. Although, to be fair, they did have a live stream going with the official stream from Anarchapulco, and as I understand it, that was actually pretty good. So if you pay enough, you can get a decent internet connection down there. They do exist. But if you're sharing a big hotel Wi-Fi connection with another 1,000 people or 1,500 people, then yeah, that's not going to work real well. But we do have Twitch. It's on right now, and we've got people in the Twitch chat. So we've got our Discord chat room where people are chatting. But actually, tonight, the Twitch chat's been pretty hot. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch Free Talk Live as it happens live there 7 nights per week. And for those that don't know, Twitch is a video game streaming platform primarily. That's what it is used for. That's what it was designed for. But they started expanding out their kind of their options as far as the different types of things that can be streamed on Twitch, and one of their subcategories is talk shows. So we decided to go ahead and throw Free Talk Live up there, and it's actually been working out pretty well. Lots of people are watching us through Twitch over the week. It's not a whole bunch, but you know, we appreciate the people who are there.
It's enough.
And it's more than we had.
Yeah.
It's another couple few dozen than had previously done so. We've got, I think, close to 200 people now that are what they call followers on Twitch, which means that if you've got the Twitch app on your phone And whenever we go live, which is, you know, we're always live at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time, 7 days a week, you'll get a notice on your phone that says, hey, Free Talk Live's live. So tune in. And so, you know, if you've spaced out or you got busy doing something, then that little notice is going to remind you that we're there live. So go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. And if you really want, you can subscribe to support the show through Twitch. There were like 40-something subscribers last month, but this month it's down to 20-something. And that's because apparently you have to, if you've got the Twitch Prime, which is Amazon Prime thing, like if you subscribe to Amazon Prime for the free shipping, one of the benefits is that you get a free Twitch subscription once a month. But that also means that you have to go back every single month and reapply that Twitch subscription to the channel that you like. So if you did that last month, then you need to do it again this month, or you should. We'd appreciate it if you did.
So the subscribe isn't necessarily the same as when you subscribe to something on YouTube?
No, totally different. Subscribing with Twitch gets rid of advertising for that channel, so like Twitch
will... Ah, so it's like subscribing to Hulu, but correct. You have to renew every month instead of just the auto. Hulu takes money out of you every month.
Well, Twitch has that too, but if you've got Twitch Prime, meaning if you've got Amazon Prime, then you have to keep coming back every month and re-giving that to your favorite channel. Whereas if you don't have Twitch Prime, you can just go and pay $5 a month, and then it will be every single.
How do they get rid of the advertising? Like these, or because it, like do they insert like audio ads, or is it like
video ads?
So it doesn't interrupt the stream.
Yes. So when you tune into the stream,
interrupt the stream,
you will likely see an advertisement. I don't know if how often they come midstream. I don't know if that's very often at all. I think it's kind of like when you join the channel as a viewer, they will feed you an advertisement at that point.
Okay.
But you can avoid that by becoming a subscriber. Anyway, go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can check that out there. And as I said, we got people in there chatting. In fact, one of our chatters in Twitch, Wicked Kender, says that most Americans live way beyond their means. We were talking earlier about what you were saying, Chris, was, hey, you know, if your life...
Money management.
Exactly. People who have got bad financial habits, they can change those habits, but it takes financial responsibility. It takes financial discipline to be able to do that. You talked about getting rid of a habit that somebody might have, like smoking cigarettes or drinking or
eating out.
Or that's absolutely something that people do too often, right?
Yeah.
Story from USA Today from November of last year. The average American household carries $137,063 in debt.
What? The average household?
Yes. Now, you figure...
What was that number again? One more time.
$137,063.
Mortgages.
Here's a breakdown.
Does that include renters?
Average.
Some
people have more than that.
Includes everybody. Credit cards. The average household has $16,000, almost $17,000 in credit cards, $29,000 in auto loans, $50,000 in student loans, and mortgages are not included in that number. The average mortgage that's outstanding is $182,421, according to this article from USA Today.
Yeah, that right there is the reason why people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Because they are living beyond their means, as Wicked Kender says in our chat room, meaning they're going into debt to acquire things that they think are important, like a 70-inch television set or a brand new car.
And
or
I'm going to throw another number at you that's also in this article that I skipped over. Again, average household debt, $137,063. The median household income.
Median, meaning half. So you're comparing averages to medians, but regardless, it's still going to be interesting. Median household income, I'm going to say $70,000.
I was going to say $60,000.
Chris, you would lose if you were on Price is Right because you were still over, but you were the closest, $59,039.
Good call. That was pretty close, man. Yeah. Yeah. I might lose, but yeah.
Only if it was Price is Right. If it was just a guessing game of who's closest, you would win.
Yeah.
People don't understand interest. They don't understand that, you can just go and get the 70-inch TV right, and the cars, and then you just have to pay the minimum payment.
That's terrible.
$50,000 of student loans.
Yeah, but you can't wipe those away.
You know, those don't go away.
Right.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at all these, especially, it's actually kind of sad, but I especially in Keene, unfortunately, but there's a lot of stores that rent, like, furniture and televisions. And do you want to know the quickest way to go into debt?
Rent
shopping there.
Yeah. That's the somebody who goes to a rent-to-own store is somebody who does not understand financial discipline, somebody who does not understand interest.
Right. Go to one of the 5 billion thrift stores that are, we've got thrift stores on every corner here. Mm-hmm. Go there and buy a couch for $20.
Right. Yeah, that would make a lot more sense.
Or go to the rent-to-own and pay $20 down and then like $20 a week for 20 billion years, right. And it never gets paid off.
It's absolutely crazy because you can go on like Craigslist. I mean, there's like other places you can get stuff that's super cheap, that's super nice, that's just as good as the brand new stuff that you buy.
Walk during the spring and summer and there's going to be...
I can't tell you the number
of couches I've seen just sitting on the side of the street with a sign that says free.
No doubt about it. And like I said, we're in a college town. When they get out of their, spring classes, a lot of them just chuck furniture out.
It's Xboxes.
Yeah.
James Cleveland found Xboxes.
Just being thrown out.
TVs. Yeah,
that's right.
Furniture.
Oh, and it's funny because he was actually in the, that was his business.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was making money off of this.
Dumpster diving finding the good stuff.
He, in theory, could have made money, but he had a problem with hoarding, unfortunately.
He had 5 billion storage units.
So his business model didn't work, but there was certainly opportunity there if things had been managed a little bit differently.
Right. Had he not filled a bunch of storage units with all the junk and paid $1,000 a month for storage.
Space costs money.
Right.
If you find yourself selling, get rid of it.
If you find yourself opening a storage unit, you have too much stuff. That should be the indicator. Unless it's some sort of like temporary thing where you're moving from one house to another and you need to have a storage unit temporarily to put your stuff in for like a month.
There's actually certain situations where it might be okay if you're selling premium items, and
No. I'm talking about an individual.
Yeah.
If you find yourself
if you
find yourself
definitely
needing to open a storage unit, that is the indication that you have too much stuff. Stop there and sell some of that crap.
Yep.
Unless, as I said, the exception is I've known some people who have used a storage unit temporarily where they have to leave a house and they just don't have the ability to move immediately into the new place.
But don't keep paying the rent when you bought the new place or you're renting the new place. Move it out of that storage locker. It's expensive.
Yep. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And that's what James Cleveland used to do was he'd go around to storage units that were closing because people couldn't pay their bill.
Yeah.
And then they just they auction off all the crap in the storage unit to the highest bidder. Now, you never know really what's in there, so you get all kinds of interesting stuff
gamble.
In people's storage units. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.